Welcome to Chip Health with Dr. Hans Diehl. On today's broadcast, we'll discover effective ways to be healthy by choice and not by chance. Gaining and maintaining optimum health is possible at any age. That's what thousands are learning at the CHIP programs, the Coronary Health Improvement Project offered across the country and around the world. So get ready to feel better, think clearer, and enjoy a closer walk with God. I'm your CHIP Health host, Charles Mills. To say that our guest lives on a battleground would be correct in two very distinct ways. First, he lives in the town of Battleground, Washington. Second, his life had become a battleground of sorts, with daily skirmishes with the many enemies of health. But I'm happy to say those particular battles have been turning in his favor as he has discovered new weapons to bring to bear on his persistent enemies. Let's talk with Reed Qualley about fighting the good fight of health. Reed, share with us your journey. When did you decide that enough was enough, and what battles were you facing at that time?
Both my wife and I have battled weight problems. More specifically, myself, diabetes, and I had been involved in many of the live-in programs that are presented.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is an important point. I want to stay right here just for a minute. You have been involved in many of the live-in programs. Now, on the surface, they seem like a good idea, and of course, they are a good idea. They do help you. Describe for us what a live-in program is like and what they do for you.
I was at three of them,
one
in Yakima, one in Auburn, California, and one back in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And they are wonderful. It's like a castle on a hill. They provide on-site doctors, swimming pools, hydrotherapy, good food, a lot of motivation. Education. But the problem that I had was that my wife didn't go because they're quite expensive. But when I got home, I had a hard time replicating all I had learned by myself. Sort of based on that, when the CHIP program came to, we decided not to go. Because, I mean, what more could we learn?
In other words, while you were at the live-in programs, they were helping you. You were actually improving. Your numbers were going down. You were losing weight. These things work. That's not the issue at all. They work for a certain kind of person, but it sounds like that you're the type of person who needed something else. Am I on the right track here?
Yes, I think that's true. We needed support. That's one thing that I have learned more, is that we need somebody to help us be accountable. And that's what the CHIP program does, and very, very well. And there are many other things, and we can talk about those today, about the benefits of being part of the CHIP program.
Okay, in other words, if you're the type of individual who can gain information and then take it home to a different location and apply that information on a regular basis without any support, then the live-in programs would work fine for you, right?
Exactly right. Yeah.
But if you're the kind of person who requires some hand-holding along the way, who needs motivation on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis, if you need to have information you can use on a daily basis and also support for that, then there are some other ways you can go. Am I right?
You are right.
Okay. All right. Because we want to make sure that we understand that these live-in programs work and they do wonderful things and they're pretty amazing, but there are some personalities that need a little bit more, okay?
I think that most people need support.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, as I look back on my live-in programs that I was involved in, they understand that. And their goal was to, you know, gain that support and maybe organize some alumni-type meeting, but that never happened.
I think it's the local presence of CHIP in your area that made the difference. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. There was just a big family that was created.
You have an alumni group there, right?
Yeah, the alumni group. But the tables, the hosts, and the people that were regularly with our table, we have come close to them, and they have been very supportive.
In other words, the live-in program might have people from, you know, many states away, from many time zones away, and that's wonderful. But when you sit across the table from people from your area, people in your community, in your town, it makes a difference.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, so valuable.
Yeah. Now, Reed, when you went to CHIP, you were hearing some of the same things you were hearing at the programs. Did you learn anything more? Was CHIP available to give you some more information that worked even better for you?
Yeah, I want to make it clear is that my attitude was, I know all this.
You know
stuff.
This stuff. Why go again?
I have all these books and cookbooks and all that kind of stuff. But make it clear here, I didn't know everything. And Dr. Deal was such a wonderful communicator. In fact, my wife said to me, he is without a doubt the most effective evangelist I've ever heard. And that's just powerful. And I agree, especially the last few sessions that he had. He talked about attitude and acceptance and forgiveness and balance. And he did it in such a gentle way. And his careful research and his believable presentations just won our hearts. That's just powerful.
Okay. Reed Qualley is our guest today. He is a chipper. I guess they're calling him chippers these days. He's a chipper. Okay. He attended the CHIP program. So you went through the program. You heard some familiar things, but there was something special. You say that the evangelistic fervor of Dr. Deal, and I've heard him speak many times, and I've talked to him, of course, on this program. He is certainly an evangelist for health. That certainly is true. When you left the program, what was different about you than when you left a live-in program?
Both of us, my wife and I, both were present. Mm-hmm. Even though she bought into the other programs I went to, she wasn't there personally, but she was this time. And so we are committed. For instance, we got rid of all our dairy products and all our refined foods.
You purged your cupboards, in other words.
We just purged. Okay. We just loaded up a garbage can full and sent it to the dump.
Okay, what was in that garbage can? Describe for us, because a lot of people will have this in their cupboards right now and in their refrigerator. What were the contents of that garbage can?
Well, you know, this is sort of a drastic move for even for us, because my wife is a wonderful cook. But we took all our dairy products, all the cheeses, all the milk, and all the eggs, and then refined foods, the cereals that were processed.
Because that must have left a pretty big hole in your cupboard.
Oh, it was. Our refrigerator was empty, basically.
Yes.
You know, and a lot of the real spicy condiments we just got rid of.
Uh-huh.
So we had to start over.
Now, before we go any further, there are people who are saying, now, wait a minute. Why on earth did you do that? Why did you take dairy out? Why did you take refined foods? Let me ask you that question directly. You've been to the live-in programs. You've been through CHIP. Why did you do it, Reed Qualley?
Well, because the goal is to go back to a plant-based diet. I'm a milk lover. I love milk all my life. I also pledged I would never drink soy milk. Well, sorry, I do that now. And I'm doing it well.
Yeah.
I don't drink soy milk as much as I used to drink milk, but we use it in our cooking on cereals. And
sure.
We're cooking whole grains and doing from scratch, and it's fun to do.
This is an important point that you're bringing up here, Reed, that when you replace the food that was harming you, and that is the dairy products and the animal products and the refined foods, you did not replace it with weaker versions of good foods. I mean, you can put potato chips in there and say, well, this is vegan. This is potatoes. There they are, potato chips. But
that's part of the refined foods.
That's the refining, yeah. So you use the word whole foods. Describe to us what a whole food is.
The oats and the oatmeal and the whole wheats and, mm-hmm. you know, cooking vegetables and instead of the potato chips, baking your own fries mm-hmm. from a whole potato and
yes.
things like that. It's amazing how you can make your own hummus
Yes.
And
yes.
With less salt.
That's an interesting point, because a lot of people are confused on this, and I want to make it very clear. I heard somebody once say that if you can't recognize what the food was originally, you probably shouldn't eat it. A potato chip looks nothing like a potato. But if you take a potato and you slice it very thin and
you bake them.
It looks like a potato. When you're done, it looks like a potato. It looks like a baked potato. So you can recognize the food. So that's the secret. When you use whole foods, you can recognize where the food came from. It's not so processed that you can't recognize it. Now, many of us, we have a sweet tooth. We like to have sweet things. What do you do with refined sugar? You can't use refined sugar because that's refined food. A lot of the goodness is taken out. How do you sweeten food?
We mostly don't eat a sweetened food anymore.
Uh-huh.
And the reason for that, for me, and for my wife too, but mainly for me, is that I'm a diabetic. The most amazing benefit, in fact, there are two of them, that I have gained from this program is that, number one, my insulin requirements for my diabetes and my blood sugar levels have been reduced more than 50%.
Wow.
At this time, which is amazing to me.
Yeah.
And the second thing is that I have lost weight. Amazingly, I have lost weight. My wife and I have collectively lost 35 pounds.
And that's hard weight to lose. May I ask how old you are, Reed?
I'm 66.
Okay, 66 years old. Any weight that you're carrying around is pretty established weight. It's probably been there a long time. That's hard weight to lose.
But it's easy to lose when you are on a plant-based diet. I can't stress that enough. If you are consistent, and we are committed to this, and it's not just we've gone through the CHIP program and that's it. We are chippers for the rest of our lives. And with the support that we have, and we are evangelists as far as sharing this.
We're talking with Reed Qualley. He is a chipper, and he says he's going to be a chipper the rest of his life, and we'll take a break now. When we come back, I want to talk to you more about another aspect of good health. You are a mental health counselor and have been for many years. What does health do for the brain? Let's find out on our return. So everybody stay right where you are. Did you know that many of the health problems you face may be the result of doing something you think is harmless? That morning cup of coffee can do a whole lot more than perk you up. The caffeine found in coffee and many other drinks can overstimulate your nervous system, cause stomach irritation, aggravate ulcers, interfere with calcium and iron absorption, raise blood sugar levels, and irritate your kidneys. Caffeine is a drug. Just say no.
I'm Dr. Hans Dior, inviting you to join the people in the know and enroll in the next CHIP program in your area.
Hi, I'm Norm Pankow. I used to take 14 pills a day. They cost me about $312 a month. Now I'm off all these pills. Going to CHIP was the best bargain I ever had.
For more information about the Coronary Health Improvement Project and to find resources to help you live a healthier, happier life, visit chiphealth.org. That's chiphealth.org.
Footsteps walking with me. Footsteps I cannot see. Every move I make and every step I take, I know they're there for me. They walk with me all the way, beside me day by day. Through good and bad, through happy and sad, those footsteps won't go away. I'll never walk in life alone. There'll always be someone there. I know he won't let me down. He's with me everywhere. special things in life I've done. I've been through him and his love. I've been blessed in so many ways, thanks to the Lord above. Footsteps are walking with me, footsteps I cannot see. Every move I make and every step I take, I know they're there for me. They walk with me all the way, beside me day by day. Through good and bad, through happy and sad, those footsteps won't go away. Life's been planned by the one who's guiding me. When I'm led by the hand of someone I can't see, I'm not always sure where to go, but that's when I follow his lead. I know that the pathway that he shows will help me to succeed. Walking with me, footsteps I cannot see, but every move I make and every step I take, I know they're there for me. Walk with me all the way, beside me day by day. Through good and bad, through happy and sad, those footsteps won't go away. By my side they will stay.
Our guest today is Reed Qualley. He is a man who has seen the benefits firsthand of going through the Coronary Health Improvement Project, both he and his wife, and he is now a big supporter of the program up there in Battleground, Washington. Where is Battleground, Washington, Reed?
Well, it's about 10 miles from Vancouver.
Okay.
Just across the river from Portland, Oregon.
Okay, so. All right. So here is a man that is, he calls himself an evangelist, and I can believe that, and he's doing a very good job of it here. He's helping my radio audience understand the benefits of what he has learned. You are a mental health counselor, Reed, as well as being a chipper. What are some of the benefits that you've discovered in your own mind that helps your mind as you increase your health?
Well, I was a pastor for 27 years,
yes.
And then I went back and got a master's in counseling and been doing that until I retired. In fact, I still do it. I don't retire easily.
No, I'm here. That's what I'm hearing.
And also, I'm a diabetic, and one of the problems that you have with diabetics, as with many other medical health issues, is that you battle depression. It sort of comes with it. And when you have struggles with your weight and with your blood sugars and with so many different things, depression and anxiety, they just sort of come with it.
Mm-hmm.
And being a counselor, you know, I mean, that's one thing. I can counsel you, but who counsels the counselor?
Yes, yes.
So here we are back to what Chip has done for me is that it has helped me to get a handle on some of these things that cause me to have these problems of anxiety and sometimes even panic and depression, to get a handle on them because I feel better. When you feel better physically, you feel better mentally.
Mm.
They just go hand in hand. And it not only affects your mental, but also your spiritual aspects also.
Now, that's an important point because you as a pastor are very much aware of this, that God uses the mind, the brain, to communicate back and forth between us and God. Am I right?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. So if we are doing something to our brain to diminish its capacity, we are in fact diminishing the capacity of God to communicate with us. Am I right?
That's right.
That should take some people by surprise, because a lot of individuals, and you have probably met them in the past, you know, I just can't communicate with God. I can't listen to him. He doesn't seem to be getting through to me. My prayers are going nowhere. It's possible that we are doing things to our brain to close off or at least cause a lot of static in that communication line. Would I be safe in saying that?
Yes, you would. One of the things that Linda and I have discovered is that we communicate better. We still have our struggles.
Sure.
Communicating. We're both sort of strong people, and but we've been married now for 45 years. Mm-hmm. And
well, you're doing something right there.
Yeah, it's called commitment.
Yes.
For better or for worse.
Yeah.
Well, the things that you put into your body affect the way you think and the way you respond. And when you get rid of these things that cause so many problems, then you can think clearly. We our judgments are better. Our attitudes are on the mend. I didn't say they're perfect, because
right.
they're not,
right.
but and I would want to share that once you get rid of the cheese and the eggs, everything is fine from then on.
Right.
It's not, but but what you do is you set the table with things that will improve your ability to concentrate and think and make good decisions. It's all about choices.
Mm-hmm.
I say that to my clients all the time. It's about choices. You can make mistakes, but what you do is you get up. In fact, we've made choices even in the last 3 months. We had ice cream not too long ago. But
now, when you had that ice cream, did you notice any difference? You had been off of it for a while. Did you notice any difference?
It was way too sweet.
Way too sweet.
And, in fact, we didn't finish, you know, what we had started, and we were reminded why we stopped it. And but that's okay, you know,
yeah.
because you
yeah.
can fall off the wagon, but you get up and you say, okay, it's time to go on the optimal diet again.
Yes.
And stay on it. And
yes.
We feel much better because of that.
Because God is still going to love you, and your neighbors are still going to love you, and everyone's going to still love you if you fall off the wagon, but you're going to say, whoa, that didn't work out too good. You teach yourself the right way of doing things. Am I right?
It's all about choices.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you make a choice, maybe it's the wrong choice.
Yeah.
But mainly now we are making good choices.
Yeah.
As far as food goes.
I like that. I like that. I also enjoyed what you said about for better or for worse and the choices we make. Apparently, what I hear you saying is that we are capable. We have a say in making the better, better, and the worse, worse, depending on what we put in our bodies.
You're absolutely right. You listen to the ads on TV and you watch them, and America has just been fed a bill of goods when it comes to what is health, what is healthy food. And boy, CHIP program has just made it so clear. Dr. Deal just has a wonderful ability to take his research and make it believable. And, you know, all the resistance that you might have, and I'm talking to myself now.
Sure.
All the resistance that I might have about what, oh, I just enjoy that. It's so good. It just destroys your body. And I wish that we had done this many years ago, but we didn't. And the key is that we did it now.
Yeah.
And you can't undo the past, but you can change the future.
Reed, we just have a couple minutes left here in the program. I'm just enjoying what you're saying here because you have a unique perspective. You were a pastor, and then you were a mental health counselor, and now you are a chipper, and you found out that what we put in our body affects both what you need to do to be a good Christian, a good person, and a healthy person. It's all tied in together. It's not like there's the diet for the good mental health, there's the diet for the good physical health, there's the diet for the good spiritual health. It's all the same diet, am I right?
It's the same, yeah. Mm-hmm. They all affect each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right, let's give a little prescription here. You're not a medical doctor, but you are certainly a pastor and a mental health counselor, and you want to give a good prescription for people. What prescription would you give to my listeners right now that can help them turn around their bodies, their minds, and their connection with God, all three. What should be in their shopping carts? What should they be buying at the grocery store? What should be on their cupboards?
Well, the first thing they need to do is become chippers.
There you go. Good.
Find a chip program near you and sign up. And you say, well, it costs us some money. Well, that's just nothing compared to what you're going to gain.
Yeah. Open heart surgery costs money, too. And, you know,
I had that myself.
You had an open heart surgery, and that cost money, didn't it?
About 18 months ago, I had a quintuple bypass.
Oh.
And that's a shock.
Now, could the CHIP program could have helped you bypass that?
It could have. I'm not a doctor, so I can't prescribe that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I know that if I would have followed the CHIP program before, that I probably would have had that problem.
Wow.
So, but now the CHIP program is helping me even better recover, you know, in a better way.
Because the bypass surgery does not get rid of the problem. Only the diet change got rid of the problem, right?
The diet change, I think, is helping me to keep things open and clear and flowing like they should.
So when we look in your cupboards now, what are we seeing?
We're seeing a lot of tofu and a lot of fruit and vegetables. And we had some wonderful corn on the cob last night with no butter and no salt and just enjoying the flavor. And my wife makes a lot of our own burgers, and she makes a mean oatmeal patty that is just like a hamburger.
Yeah.
It is just wonderful.
Wow.
And a lot of whole grain breads not refined breads. It's just wonderful.
And this is good stuff. I want to tell you, I am here to tell you, this is good stuff.
It is good stuff. And for the most part, the food that CHIP shares, the Optimal Diet shares, is very delightful. Very good. I mean, there's a few things that we had to tweak a little bit.
Sure. And everyone's taste is different. What's great for me may not be wonderful for you.
Yeah, okay. That's right.
Well, Reed Qualley, our time has slipped away. I want to thank you very, very much for being here. This is Reed Qualley from Battleground, Washington, who had a battle with his health, and he's winning the battle. He's moving forward, and that's a good thing. Reed, thank you so much for being here and sharing with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Charles.
And listener, I want to remind you of a website, www.chiphealth.org. Check it out. You can find out that all-important CHIP program is coming into your area. The Reed said is so important. That's the way you begin the journey. Also, you continue with chiphealth.org. There are links to other sites that Dr. Deal has made available, resources, cooking books, scientific papers, everything you need to know to turn around your health is available there at chiphealth.org. Check it out, please. Until next time, this is Charles Mills along with Reed Qualley, inviting you to begin enjoying health by choice, not by chance. Goodbye, everyone.